Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning. Fusion Church. All right. Freedom Friday is here. And you know what? I've been waiting for today. It's been a long week. I'll share some of that a little bit later. This morning, we are in 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7. Let us all begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your presence, and I thank you for your goodness. Thank you for waking us up, Father. I pray that you will speak to us this morning. Let it be you and not me, Father God. I thank you. I thank you for your people, Father God, for your children that make the sacrifice of getting up and hearing your word, Father, and those that are going to hear it later, Father. I pray that your blessings be upon them, meet their needs, Father. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do, are doing, Father God. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. And you know what? It's cold outside. It's cold outside. This old man here, I don't like the cold. I like the heat. The coldness, we need the coldness anyway. All right, let's get into this word. 2 Samuel chapter 7. Okay. And it came to pass that when the king was dwelling in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around, that the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, for the ark of God dwells inside tent's curtains." Then Nathan said to the king, "Go and do that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you." But it happened that night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you build me a house for me to dwell in it? For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I was brought the children of Israel up from Egypt, even to this day, but have moved about in a tent and in the tabernacle. Therefore, I have moved about with all the children of Israel. Have I ever spoken a word to anyone from the tribe of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Now, therefore, thou says, you say to my servant David, thou says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold and from following sheep to be a ruler over my people, over Israel. 9. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I appointed a place for my people Israel, and I plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more, nor shall the sons of the wickedness oppose them any more, as previously, since the time I commanded the judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also, the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. 12. When your days are fulfilled, and when you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish a throne for his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chastise him with the rod of man and with the blows of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed before you, and your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. 18. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your sight, O Lord God. And you have also spoken to your servant's house for a great while to come. Is this manner of man, O Lord God?" 20. Now what more can David say to you? "For you, God, know your servant. For your word's sake, and according to your heart, you have done all these great things to make your servant know them. Therefore, you are great, O God, for there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard from our ears. 23. And who is like your people, like Israel, one nation on the earth, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people to make for himself a name? And do you yourself great and awesome deeds for your land before your people, whom you redeem for yourself from Egypt, the nations and their gods? For you have made your people Israel your very own people forever. And you, Lord, have become their God. 25. Now, O Lord God, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever and do as you said. So let your name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. And let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord God, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed this to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore, your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant. And now, therefore, let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever. For you, O Lord God, have spoken it. And with your blessing, let your house of your servant be blessed forever. Amen. All right. Stretch if you need to this morning. All right. You know, I read this chapter, you know, and it's pretty much a chapter of the covenant that the Lord made with David, but it shows that David's heart, how much he wanted to please the Lord. Now the book of Samuel, you know, book 1 and 2, you know, the author is not really known. Some believe that it was Nathan or God who helped compile this particular book. The purpose of 2 Samuel, you know, is to record the history of David's reign, demonstrating both his failures and his triumph. So, you know, it's covering both aspects of David's life, all the great things that he did and all the times he messed up. And look at us. How many times have we messed up? I'll be the first one to raise my hand. I have messed up plenty, but thank God for his grace and thank God for his mercy. Amen. And it starts off that that the Lord gave David a time of rest after all that he has been through in the previous chapter in verse 1. And while he was resting there, you know, he looked around. I can just imagine Dave just walking around his palace and seeing all the beautiful things and being totally relaxed. And as he's looking at what he had, he started to think about the Lord. He started to think about God, and he started to think about, you know, what, you know, why was the ark of the Lord in verse 2, you know, was it dwells in a tent in verse 2, and he had a house. So he wanted to honor God. He wanted to do something for the Lord. And he thought about this. And in verse 3, then Nathan, you know, told the king, you know, because they were having conversation, go and do what's in your heart. Go and do. And in verse 4, it says, but that night, you know, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. And in verse 5, and he said, go tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, would you indeed build me a house? And I was reading all this, and it just took me into a couple of different areas, lessons that we can pull out of this particular chapter. And I wrote a couple of them down and gave them different names. And David had a good intention. David had he wanted to bless the Lord, you know, because of what the Lord has done for him. And sometimes good intentions are good intentions, but it may not be what the Lord wants. It may not be what is needed, you know. And a couple of lessons that I learned from this is lesson number one, God's plans are greater than our own. God's plans are greater than our own. David wanted to build the house, but God never asked to have a house built for him. He was free. And in verse 7, it says, wherever I move about, you know, with all the children of Israel, I have spoken a word to anyone about the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded of my people, saying, why have you not built me a house? So he never asked for this. He never asked. And this teaches us that while our intentions may be good, God's plans are even better. God's plans are even better. Again, even though our intentions may be good, but God's plans are even better, because God desires to bless us. God desires to show us the way. In verse 12, the Lord tells David, when your days are fulfilled and you rest with your father, I will set up your seed after you, and I will come, that it will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. So here the Lord is sharing with, you know, David is trying to build the Lord a house, and the Lord is blessing David. Isn't that something? The Lord is blessing David. And David here has a different avenue that he's thinking. So sometimes, you know, even though we might plan something, God has his own plans. And his ways are better than our ways. You know, his ways are better. Number two, he says, God's promises would never fail. God's promises would never fail. Whatever promises the Lord has made unto us, unto you, they never fail. God made a covenant with David that his lineage will endure forever. And that we just read that word, that verse 12, where it says that he will establish the kingdom of his sons, you know, along with David. So the promise was there. And in verse 16, it says, and your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Yes, your throne shall be established forever. That's verse 16. So here God promises that he will bless David. You know, God that's going to bless his people. And, you know, and I look at all this, if that's just like God telling us, God's going to bless you. God's promises to bless us, bless our family, and bless our home, you know. So we just need to do our part and seek the Lord. Number three, God is in control. God is in control. Sometimes, you know, we want to control things, but God says he's in control. God reminded David that he took him from the pastures, you know, feeding the flock, to being ruler over Israel. Now, who else can do that? From a shepherd boy to a king. God's plans are perfect. And in verse 8 it says, therefore thou shalt say to my servant David, this is the Lord speaking to Nathan, thou says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be a ruler over my people, over Israel. So God's plans are always better. God's plans are always better. And David always had a heart, you know, for the Lord. And he wanted to please the Lord so much sometimes. And he wanted to exalt his name. Another one here is that we need to be grateful. We need to be grateful. You know, David's prayer was full of thanksgiving to the Lord. You know, and that teaches us that we need to be grateful for what we have. Every day, we need to take that time and go before the Lord and to give him the praise and to give him the glory and to give him the honor. It says in verse 18, then King David went and sat before the Lord and said, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? So he's comparing himself and he's saying to Lord, who am I that you have blessed me? You and I have blessed me. Sometimes I got to think, you know, I reflect on myself and I say, you know, and we're going through situations, we're going through crisis. And sometimes I end up thinking and analyzing what's happening. And then I say, if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? If it wasn't for his grace, if it wasn't for his mercy, where would I be today? I would have been lost. I would have been gone. I would have been dead a long, long time ago. But because of his grace, you know, because of what he did. So, you know, so I need to make sure that I keep myself in check and keep my focus on the Lord and trust him no matter what we're going through, how difficult it may seem, you know, what's happening around us, things that we have no control of that shows up. We need to be grateful. We need to make sure that we focus on him, just like David has, you know, because in all of this chapter, God is sharing with David what he has done for him. But then he tells David, I'm going to continue to bless him, and bless David. And David was blown away. And he says, who am I? And we can say the same thing. Who is Pop Hernandez that God looks at him and God blesses him? Because he has blessed me, he has kept me, you know, and I see that through every storm, you know, through every storm that I have been through, I have become more stronger in the Lord. I have grown in the Lord. And that's something that we all need to be grateful, to acknowledge, and like David, to remain humble, in the Lord. King David humble himself before the Lord. And that's why, you know, he says, who am I? Who am I? In verse 22, he says, therefore, you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, nor is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our own ears. So therefore, you know, say, who is great like our God? You know, for there's nobody as great as you are, Lord. So he acknowledges God. Sometimes we need to just focus on the Lord and give him the praise and give him the glory in the midst of difficulty. Because when we do that, we focus on him. We focus on our Father. And when we focus on our Father, we're no longer looking at what we're facing, but we're looking at it through the eyes of God, because he's already there. And he's making a way for you, and he's making a way for me. And that's one of the reasons why we got to be grateful. Even this week has been a little bit difficult. We went through some, you know, some little valleys with Cindy and not feeling well, and so, you know, she was not just not the numbers were not coming in right. That this particular week, and we've been in contact with her doctors and all that. So there's a lot of times that when you go through something, it's hard to be grateful because you're facing an issue. When you're facing a situation that you have no control of, you know, we need just to take a moment, stop, pull back a little bit, and say, okay, Lord, help me in this. Help me, help us in this. Help us to focus on you. And when we, and you know what? And that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us going. You know, like sometimes, you know, you may have a great week. Sometimes the week may not turn out as great as you want, but God is faithful and God is merciful and God is still there. So even in tears, we can still say, Lord, I thank you. Because your faithfulness, Lord God, is helping us get through this. Your faithfulness. And that's what keeps us going, because sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes you may think, well, Pops has it all together. Well, I'm just as I'm as human as you are. I make mistakes, and sometimes the battles is not exactly what I was looking for, you know, but God is merciful, and we need to raise up a praise and just glorify his name, even when we don't understand. And we don't understand. We don't understand sometimes, you know, and like my wife sometimes says, you know, we come out of one and go right into another one. And we can, you know, and it, sometimes it looks like you're in a seesaw, you know, but yet God is there. God is there. God is in every valley that we face, and God is faithful. And God is faithful to his people, and God is faithful to us. So along with that, I know we're going to get through this little storm that we're going through right now with her numbers and all that kind of stuff. You just got to remember that God is faithful and he's making a way. Amen. He's making a way. And number five, God's faithfulness to his people. He said, God cares for his people. He cares for you. He cares for me. Verse 10 says, moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. So this is pretty much God's blessing. And I take this word and I apply it to myself, that God is going to put us in a place of rest, put us in a place of rest, you know. And it says there, and I will place you, and that you will not move no more, nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them anymore. So all of these storms, all the difficult things that we're facing sometimes, you know, God is telling us that he's going to give us some rest. Rest is going to come. He's going to provide a place that I can rest, you know, and I don't have to deal with all of this pressure that we're dealing with. I believe that every storm is for a season. Every storm is for a season, but every season comes and goes. Amen. So it's only for a little while. It's only for a little while. The Lord will provide, you know, and the weight of the oppressor shall be upon us and no longer, because he says there that the sons of the wickedness oppress them will be there no more. So God is going to give us a time of relief, a time of rest, you know. So he's going to cause that to happen. You know, all of this, and as I was reading this, and it took me to Psalms 8, Psalms 8 talks about the glory of the Lord in creation. But, you know, and it's also a Psalms of David. And verse 1, you know, of that particular psalm, it says, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. So it talks about the Lord. It talks about how excellent the Lord is. And that's one of the things that we need to do, that we need to consider. And I'm just going to jump down to verse 4. It says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the sons of men that you visited him? In other words, God is mindful of you. God is mindful of me. God is keeping his eye on us. You know, we are never alone. In verse 5, it says, for you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. God has crowned us with glory and honor. That is God's blessing. And sometimes, you know, we forget that we are blessed by him. And we need to remember that every day is a blessed day. Every day is a day that I can just worship him, that I can turn to him. You know, every day is a new beginning. Every morning is a new beginning. Verse 6, it says, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. You have put all things under his feet. And that is us, my brothers and sisters. This particular portion right here, that just blesses me because it tells us that we have dominion. We have authority in the name of Jesus. And we can speak the words of God and we can move forward in him because he has placed all things under us. So therefore, it is my attitude that needs to change sometimes. And sometimes I just need to stop and realize who I am, because he has given us authority. You know, we are his sons and we are his daughters, and he has called us. And we need to make sure that we never forget that and all the blessings that he has given us. So I just want to praise God for that, you know. And again, at the end of this particular Psalms 8, again, the verse 9, it's just like a repeat of verse 1. It says, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. God promised to bless David. God promised to bless us just like he did David. So we need to be ready for that blessing of the Lord, because the same blessings that David got, the same blessings that he had for his house, right? He had, you know, for his descendants, we have the same blessings. We just need to make sure that we focus on him and that we trust him, because he is making a way. Come on now. Because, you know, this particular chapter, you know, from verses 18 to the end is David's thanksgiving to God. You know, and God said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless your sons, you know, and David acknowledged, you know, who am I, O Lord, that you are mindful of me. And I think this morning, some of us need to hear that you are mindful of the Lord. He's thinking about you this morning. Come on. He's thinking about you. He's saying, oh, look at my daughter. Look at my son. Look at them. Look what they're doing. Look how they serve me. Look how they seek me in the morning. And that's why he's telling you this morning that he is grateful, you know, because he loves you. He loves me. And therefore he's making a way. He's making a way. And he looks at us and he sees the sacrifices that we make, you know, for his kingdom and for his glory. And he blesses us for that. And that's what he did with David. He blessed David. And David is no different than I or you. You know, he was just a man. He made mistakes. We make mistakes. But yet God said that there was nobody after, like David, like David's heart. You know, and God looks at us and he sees, okay, that's my daughter. That's my son. You know, and he wants to bless us. And he wants to fill us with his presence. And he wants to give us the desires of our hearts. So therefore, I need to be grateful for every breath that I take. You know, sometimes when I get up in the morning, woohoo, and it's time to get up, I say, oh, my goodness, say, how am I going to make it out of this bed? You know, and I just take one step at a time. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your presence. I even thank the Lord, you know, as I'm walking and I'm getting that feeling back in my feet as I'm walking and everything. I say, Lord, I thank you, because you are here and your presence is here and you're making a way. So God is always making a way for us. He's making a way for you. You know, we just need to make sure that we maintain and we are grateful, just like David was, because God shared all this stuff with him, you know, and he said, Lord, who am I? I say, Lord, who am I that you love us and that you love me, even though this week has not been the greatest. But the Lord is still in control, and the Lord still blesses us. Why? Because we keep focused on him and we praise him. Even with tears in our eyes, we need to praise him. We need to pull out that, you know, and keep going. We can't stop. God's blessings, are new every day. Every day. So every day I got to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you because today is a new day. I thank you because you are making a way. I thank you. And I'm going to speak healing upon you this morning. When we go through something in this house, it's because somebody needs to hear something, and God is a healer. God is a restorer. And God's promises are yes and amen. So I'm speaking life over you this morning. I pray that God would touch you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Anything that's out of order, I command it in the name of Jesus to go back in order. I decree and declare the blessings of the Lord upon you and upon your house and upon your family. I thank you for breakthrough, Father. I thank you for doors that are being opened even as I speak. Hallelujah. Even as I speak, the doors that are being opened, Father, the doors that you're going to close. I thank you, Father God, for healing, for restoration, for peace, for grace, for mercy, Father. I thank you, Father God, that you will heal the brokenhearted, that you will just lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare your blessings upon them, Father. I come against doubt. I come against fear. I rebuke and send it back to the pit of hell where it came from. And I just speak life. Hallelujah. I speak life over your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, you did not bring us this far to let us go, Father, but you are stretching us, Father. So I thank you for the stretching, because the stretching makes me more like you. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in our home, for our family, and our children. Lord God, I thank you what you're doing in the marriages, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are healing, my Lord, that you are bringing back your people, Father. You're bringing back those that have walked away. Father, you are just, Father, revealing yourself to them. And I just thank you in advance. Thank you for their salvation, Father. Thank you for their salvation, Father. Thank you for opening eyes, Father. I pray for those that, Father, that are having issues, Father God, with their eyes, that they can be clear, Father God. Issues with the ear hearing, Father God, that the ears will be open, that they can hear clearly, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. I pray, oh Lord God, that anybody that is dealing with diabetes, Father God, that the sugars, Father God, will go to normal, Father, to normal, because for you, there's nothing impossible, Father. I speak life. I speak the breath of the Lord, the breath of the Lord upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and I, Father God, and I, all doubt be gone. In Jesus' mighty name, all doubt be gone, all fear be gone. In Jesus' mighty, because you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, Lord God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your people. Thank you, Father God, for the homes. Thank you for the marriages. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the breakthrough, Father. Meet them right where they're at. Meet their needs according to your riches in glory. Father, we praise you and we love you. We worship you and we glorify you. Bless them, Father. Bless every single one of them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. I just felt God is good. Come on now. Cannot be making me cry over here. God is good, okay? God is good. His mercy is there. His mercy is there. And he's meeting you right where you're at, just like he's meeting me and he's meeting my wife right where we at. All things work for good of those that love God. All things. So even though it might be a negative, God is teaching us something, and God is making a way, and God is making us stronger. So again, I am not going to apologize for how this particular Zoom meeting went. I'm just going to say, Lord, you do what you have to do. You do what you have to do. And I know God is touching you. I know God is touching your home. I know God is touching your life. And I just thank him in advance for the breakthrough. Amen. Guys, I love you. And look, so it is 6:32. Look at that. So with that said, I pray that you have a blessed weekend. I pray that you will walk in the presence of God and you have a personal encounter today. I pray that those doors that have been shut, that will open in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, I still feel his presence, my brothers and my sisters. And I know that there's no such thing as distance for God. He is right here. He is right there with you. Just thank him in advance. Just thank him in advance. Just say, Lord, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my home. I thank you for making a way, even when you don't see it, because it's not by sight, but it is by faith. It's by speaking that word, that word that transforms everything, the living word that heals and restores in Jesus' mighty name. You know, I could keep going. I could keep going, but I know that I got to stop. I got to be respectful of time. Know that, you know, this is just Pop going crazy again. But you know what? I love you guys. I love you. I love you. Here are the kisses to you guys. Thank you. Thank you. And I grab them all, the hugs. You know, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your, thank you for your prayers. You keep this old man going. You keep the Hernandez clan going. I'm so appreciative of every single one of you. I love you. Even Doug, but all I see is the top of his hat. You know, he's right there. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, love you, brother. You know, love you. Amen. Thank you. Love you guys. I pray you have a blessed week. I got to go. Have a blessed week. Keep your focus and let us know when your breakthrough comes through. Come on now. Testimony is going to come out of here. Testimony is going to come out of this particular Zoom. Love you, love you, love you.